You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
In 2009, Irk went to the dark side and became a music podcaster. He discovered a wide, wide selection of music. Apart from Dozy Do by Julie the Band, it's now 2010 and Irk comes down the pipe and into your ears. Bigger, stronger and faster. Every Friday, it's Irk FM time. Now here's your host of Irk FM from Channel Irk, here's Irk.
G'day Irk FM fans, I'm Irk from Channel Irk and Irk FM, coming down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week with some great Podsafe and independent music from around the world. Irk FM is my music podcast that is a part of Channel Irk. For more information about this episode and any others, you can go to the show notes at irkfm.com, click on the links. Support the artists that support Irk FM, because without them, I wouldn't have a show. And on today's episode of Irk FM, we're calling it... Do you all remember the song Smoke on the Water? Well, we're calling this not Smoke on the Water, but we're calling this episode Smoke on the Water, Social Networking in the Sky. Because all of these particular songs have come to us mainly directly from the bands. Some of the bands have used the Dropio box on the Irk FM website, which is an easy way for you to get your songs to me. Email's good as well, and there's more information on the website. Some of the bands have also friended me on social networks such as Facebook and Twitter, and I've also heard some cracking music on some other music podcasts as well. If you would like to find out what podcasts I listen to, you can go to channelirk.com and then click on the link that says what podcasts Irk is listening to, and then there's a wide selection of not only music podcasts but other talk podcasts as well. One such podcast that I listen to is the Bugcast with Dave and Caroline, and a few weeks ago they played an absolutely cracking track at the start of their episode of the Bugcast. That show, the Bugcast, is broadcast live 9 p.m. UK time on Friday nights, or you can also listen to the podcast version. I heard this song, I knew that it had to get onto Irk FM straight away, and I've also nominated this song as part of the very first 2010 Irk FM Earworm Special coming soon. So without any further ado, this is the Lablo Swing Orchestra, who come from Sweden. They formed in 2003 after a choice meeting, and a chance meeting even, and this is their song Poetic Pitbull's Revolutions. I played the Lablo Swing Orchestra also as a part of the 2009 Irk FM Musical United Nations Tour, the European edition, but I didn't play this particular song, I played another one. This song is an absolute cracker, and a big thanks to Dave and Caroline for pointing this song in my direction.
Thank you. Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Cracker of a song. That was Let the Sunlight In by New Zealand band Amp. That's Amp with two M's. And we've played Amp before, including on episode 37, where we dedicated the entire episode of Irk FM to Amp. They're a great up-and-coming and very gradually improving band from New Zealand. Their sound has got so much better. Not that it was bad to begin with, But if you go back onto their website and listen to some of their earlier stuff, that song was really punchy and it was a great song. It was called Let the Sunlight In, and that is the new single from the upcoming debut album release in 2010. And before that, we heard from Diabolos Swing Orchestra with Poetic Pitbull Revolutions, and that song has been on constant rotation on my iPhone. And it's really good to see some of these artists getting out there on the social networks. If you go to their websites, many of them have prominent links to things like MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, and the like. Amp let me know about their new song via Facebook, and that was quite cool as well. I spoke with New Zealand artist James Kahu this week for a future interview for IRC FM. He is also from New Zealand, and I've also played him before on IRC FM as well, and it was great to be able to have a chat to a neighbouring musician who was pretty much in a very similar time zone to do a daytime interview rather than overnight. Speaking of interviews, of course, IRC FM is my music podcast, the podcast you're listening to now. It comes down the pipe and into your ears on Fridays. However, at the moment, we're also doing interviews of various artists on Tuesdays. The first interview that we had was with Steph from Trip Hazard, who are a band from Liverpool in the UK. That particular interview was, of course, IRC FM episode 65, but also, in addition to that, the majority of that interview has also featured on the Juice Radio Show episode 44. And that show goes out on podcast, and it also goes across radio in the US, the UK, and Europe as well. And it was awesome to be able to hear my voice on that particular show. And there's maybe even people listening to this show who have heard me for the first time on the Juice Radio Show. And hopefully now they're over here checking out IRC FM. I'm IRC. I come from Sydney, Australia, on the east coast of Australia. And when I'm not podcasting, I drive trains for a living. But today I am driving the music, and there's definitely lots and lots of music coming up and lots of interviews. Last week was Steph from Trip Hazard. This week we have Adam, who performs as Inner Voices, and that's a rather interesting interview. And part of that interview comes about, we talk about branding, and we talk about, as a solo artist, having a name that can expand if you get more than one person in the band, and you don't have to reinvent yourself and rebrand yourself if you get additional members to help you along. So that's quite interesting as well. And next week, we talk with producer, singer, songwriter Lee Bradshaw, who is from the band Horizon. They're a band out of Western Australia, and one of the many bands that will be featuring coming up very soon on Insomnia Radio Australia. Apart from Inner Voices and Horizon, I also spoke with Capero, who is a singer-songwriter from New York, and I spoke to her on the weekend, and that was an excellent interview as well. So, IRCFM.com, and then click on Interviews, and you can see who I've interviewed in the past and who is coming up in the foreseeable future. Interviews now completed for February and March, so that is quite cool.
G'day mate, you're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under. Coming soon, featuring great independent music from Down Under, it's Insomnia Radio Australia, australia.insomniaradio.net. Featuring great independent music from Down Under, it's Insomnia Radio Australia. Is it me, or are you to blame for this right now? Insomnia Radio Australia.
so much simpler when I say, when I grew up, I wanna be just like me.
Insomnia Radio Australia. Coming soon. Coming soon, Insomnia Radio Australia. Joining Insomnia Radio New Zealand, who are back on track. G'day, Laurie. And also other places such as Insomnia Radio New York, UK, Detroit, and many, many others who are out and about. Portugal and Liverpool and Australia coming soon. But right now, instead of coming soon, right now we have Stormy Strong. That is an awesome name, Stormy Strong. Unlike an unfathomable California hurricane, singer-songwriter Stormy Strong blasts ashore with an amphibious armada of unforgettable melodic anthems. Casting melodic hooks to the hungry masses, Stormy just may now be starting to approach gale force. With the songwriting of a vengeful temptress, unique melodic vocals, and a musical style anchored by unforgettable rhyme, Stormy Strong is quickly charting a full speed ahead course through the sink or swim new music industry. And some of the songs have been recognised. The song that we're about to hear from Stormy Strong now is called Save You, and that song was the winner of the Billboard World Songwriting Contest in 2008. It was the winner of the Great American Songwriting Contest in 2007 and was also the winner of the Disc Makers Independent Music World Series in 2007. And the second song from Stormy we'll be hearing is called Sail Away, and that was the winner of the Best Music You Have Never Heard on KGO Radio in 2007. Continuing into 2010, Stormy's music has also been featured on the TV show American Songwriter Showcase on MTV and is heavily requested on internet radio, podcasts and college radio. Stormy's self-titled EP has received a number of awards and accolades, and new single Mexico is already receiving praise across cyberspace. So let's give Stormy a win. Let's give Stormy a play, even, with a couple of winning songs. This is Save You by Stormy Strong. You're listening to IRC FM episode number 61, which is called, of course, Smoke on the Water, Social Networking in the Sky.
Darkness claims the day, so close, I am so This podcast is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. The Association is a group of over 50 like-minded podcasters who showcase great Podsafe music each week. AMP has members from the US and Canada through the UK, Portugal, Germany, and all the way round to Nepal and Australia. As you can imagine, the music these podcasters play is as varied as their locations. Blues, indie rock, jazz, reggae, folk, metal, we have all the genres and more. A truly eclectic mix of music to satisfy every musical ear. Each Monday, we produce Amped, a weekly digest of the best tracks played by our podcasters. Every week, there's a new host, and for them as well as you, it's a musical journey of discovery. Not only will you hear great new music, it's a perfect way to discover great new podcasts such as Suffolk and Cool, a global mix of the very best independent music, emanating from a barn on the east coast of England, at suffolkandcool.com. First thing though, get over to musicpodcasting.org. You'll find links to all the member shows and get yourself subscribed. Do it now!
Thank you. Go and do it now. After you've listened to this episode, musicpodcasting.org, that was Peter Clivers Clivero from Suffolk and Cool, probably the most carefully pronounced podcast in the entire world. And yes, we have quite a few members of AMP around the world, and including me here in Australia. And it's interesting to find out where each person gets their music from. The two songs that we just heard from Stormy Strong, he supplied them to me directly via the Dropio box on the IRC FM website. Of course, if you would like to submit your music, you can as well. You can go to the show notes at IRCFM.com. There's more information about how to submit your music to me there. And so thank you to Stormy, and thank you indeed to all of the artists who have given me permission to play their tracks, and in some cases even let me download the entire album, which is quite cool. We're going to move on now to the Octones, and they come from Portland, Oregon, one of my favourite places in the world. And the Octones are a ska band, and I don't think that I've ever played any ska music before on IRC FM, so this is going to be interesting. The Octones originally started out with Trevor and John trying to form two rival ska bands. They combined, everything was going well for quite some time, then it all went pear-shaped, and then additional people came in, and that was basically still the band, but with some added people, and everything was going all right, and then things went pear-shaped again. And so they've got some new people on the bandwagon, as they call it, and the band is currently what it is today. So it's an interesting roll call of people that they've had in the band from time to time. The original crew, with Trevor on vocals and sax, Johnny on guitar, Seth on trumpet, Dorian on bass, Arik on keys, Nick on sax, Adam on trombone, and Matt on drums. They've got their other crew listed as Adam on trombone, Nick on drums, Josh on bagpipes, Colton on guitar, and Doug on guitar. And their current crew, Trevor on vocals, Adam on guitar, Dorian on bass, Arik on keys, David on trumpet, Will on sax, and Max on the drums. And so don't forget to go to the show notes, click on the links, find out more about the bands, support them, buy their music, watch their videos, and tell them that you heard them here first, here on IRC FM. So let's go on to the Octones from Portland, Oregon. And this is All Tone Unity, and this is a cracker of a song. I think I've used cracker as today's word of the day, don't you think? IRC FM.
Always been the gold crowns left in the drink. We don't fight. We all know the problem is greed and pride. We all want liberation for our people. But we're all people, so let's do it right. All done. It's that sense of
Hey, this is Capero, and you're listening to IRC FM.
That was the Octones, and certainly something very, very different there on IRC FM. That song was called Chains, and the Octones originally found me via Facebook. And it's a very interesting story, as you heard there, before that particular couple of songs, how they get together, play together for a while, and then add some new people to the project as other people move on. And to me, Portland, Oregon seems to be that sort of place where people move in and move out and do side projects and everything like that. And so that those songs were certainly something quite different to what I normally play here on Irk FM. Although it did remind me of Jesse Alejandro and the Big Fat that I played a few weeks ago from New York City. So we're going to play some more music now from Love Spirals. And Love Spirals are dreamy down-tempo pop music. They are vocalist and lyric in other words, a singer-songwriter. There's another one for the blooper reel. Love Spirals are vocal singer-songwriter Angie B and musician-producer Ryan Lum. They have been writing, recording, and producing independent music together since 1999. Angie is also a podcaster, and she's got an awesome voice for podcasting as well. She was a college radio DJ, and Ryan and Angie met in 1998 as Ryan was promoting his fourth and final studio album as Love Spirals Downwards. The new duo began tentatively, building up their momentum slowly over several years with dance club appearances, digital downloads, and compilation appearances under the old band name of Love Spirals Downwards, and then the shortened name Love Spirals. By 2002, the band officially embraced the name Love Spirals with the release of their debut CD, Windblown Kiss. And that album was a blend of dream pop, jazz, folk, and blues. And it was claimed that with his 1998 album Flux that Ryan invented the term gothic trip hop, and people were wondering how had he now invented gothic jazz. Love Spirals 2005 follow up Free and Easy was released on their own Chill Cuts label. And it was a soulful, jazzy mix of down-tempo, deep house, and pop. Several tracks were licensed for TV and cable programs, including Oprah, Martha, What Perez Says, on stations including MTV, VH1, E, and Logo. This particular album also marked the band's embrace of the new podcast medium at the time, both promoting their songs for a music podcast and also creating their own band podcast, which is very interesting, Chillin' with Love Spirals. Their third album was Long Way From Home in 2007, and they have a relatively new fourth full-length album as well called Future Past, and we're about to hear a couple of tracks now from Love Spirals. Go to the website, and if you like down-tempo music, if you like chill music, definitely go and have a listen, and Angie's voice will also soothe you. So how did I find this band? Well, my mum Judy, who hosts Judy's Blast FM, she was in the chat room for Zelda on Zelda Unleashed on bounceradio.net. And Mum and Angie were having a chat in the chat room and talking about music and music podcasting and all that sort of stuff. And it was suggested to Mum that she have a listen. And I believe that in coming weeks, Love Spirals will also be appearing on Judy's Blast FM. So let's get right into it now. This song is called Home by Love Spirals. Thank you.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Song was Shine by Love Spirals, and again, very, very different music compared to what I normally play here on IRC FM, but it's all good music all the same, and it's all independent, which is really great as well. So click on the links on the show notes and investigate the artists a bit more. You never know what you might find. And how I find many of these bands are through the bands themselves. They will send out their music to people like me, or I'll hear them on other podcasts, or indeed I will receive an email with a suggestion of a band that I should play. In fact, while that particular song was on, I received an email from Stuart, who is the host of Insomnia Radio UK, who sent me an Australian band that he thought that I might be interested in, and I was very interested in them because I've already played them here on IRC FM, and they will be on Insomnia Radio Australia when that starts. And so, if you think that I might like some music, I want to know about it, especially if they're Australian, because I doubly want to know about it. Let me know if you know of any Podsafe or independent artists that I can play. So we'll continue on now with this next song called Come To Me. It's a new song by Capero, whose voice you heard a little bit earlier. I had the great opportunity to interview her on the weekend, and even though I initially found her via aerial publicity, we've been chatting backwards and forwards via Twitter on the odd occasion, and she let me know when her new song, the song you're about to hear, Come To Me, was ready. And we also arranged the interview partly via Twitter, partly via email. So even though bands are with people such as Aerial Publicity or with my major music supplier, Juice Management and Promotion, it doesn't mean that it's up to the artist. Sorry, it doesn't mean that it's up to the manager or the promotions group to do all the work. It's really good when the bands also let me know and let other people know about their things as well. So this is Capero's new song, Come To Me. We'll be featuring her in a few weeks on an interview here on IRC FM. So relax and enjoy this song. This is great. Don't turn your back on me. G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under. Coming soon. Coming to you from the home of Vegemite, Nicole Kidman, Russell Crowe. Oh, hang on, we can't claim Russell Crowe because he's a Kiwi, so we'll scrub him off the list. From the home of the crocodile hunter.
Throw caution to the wind. You got more than meets the eye.
From the Indian Ocean in the west to the Pacific Ocean in the east and all points in between.
I'm guessing. You know I'm out of my depth. You know that I'm swimming.
Featuring great independent music from Down Under, it's Insomnia Radio Australia. Australia.insomniaradio.net. Coming soon.
Childhood crushes that you're meant to stay. They fade away. Picture your face is the one that I crave. It won't go away. You give me strength. You light my fire. I had the blood for you. I can't deny.
Yeah.
In My Head is the name of that song by Waltzing for Debbie. And another earworm here on ERK FM. I'll have to copy and paste that information from the show notes into the show notes for the ERK FM 2010 Earworm Show number 1 that will be coming up, I think, sooner rather than later. The band there was Waltzing for Debbie. They found me via Twitter, and their guitar work in those two songs, absolutely awesome. The song, the earworm you just heard there, was In My Head, and before that, we had a song called Waltzing for Debbie by the band Waltzing for Debbie, so it was a self-titled song because it was titled after them, and that was rather cool. Waltzing for Debbie started in late 2008 with the sole intent of performing classic rock tunes around Salt Lake City, and they've certainly done that. Not long after, they sensed through rehearsals a very strong musical synergy among the four of them. Vocalist Jeremy Hilton says, quote, "Everything just seemed to fall into place. There is an enjoyable ease when we are making and performing music." Well, I think you can definitely tell that by listening to those two tracks. Jeremy has been singing and writing music for the last 10 years, and he says that, quote, "You can feel honest emotion oozing from the vocals on the album." Dave Phillips, who is nearing completion of a master's degree in guitar performance, laid down some near impossible guitar work. And you heard some of that there. For their album, they decided to record all their rhythm tracks live, which adds to the raw feel of the album. And drummer Dean and bassist Matt have been playing together since high school. So look out for those guys and look out for many of the other bands who you have heard through this episode. Now, I've mentioned that you have been able to find me via Twitter, and the Twitter information is on the show notes. If you like the conversational backwards and forwards, you know, what I'm doing in my day-to-day personal life, you can follow me at ErkPod. And if you would like show information and to find out when the shows are being recorded, when they're being edited, when they're being uploaded, and when they're being released, and more information about that, you can follow me at ErkFM. And that is rather cool. And of course, there is the Channel ERK fan page on Facebook as well, and there's a link to that in the show notes, so you can interact with me, my mum Judy, who also has shows here on Channel ERK, and it's a great way to meet other people, the interweb. If it wasn't for the interweb, I would have basically no show, because unlike things like radio, I can do podcasting whenever I feel like it, and at the moment it's 4:30 in the morning, and I feel like doing it after work, and I can do it. And so, with my work schedule, it's not always possible to give commitments for things like radio, but podcasting is certainly great. Now, we're going to continue on with an Australian artist, and I'm always looking for more Australian artists. The next couple of songs you'll be hearing are from the Disco Cordians, very, very clever name. And they come from Western Australia. There's lots of great music coming out of Western Australia, and you'll be hearing that in the next couple of weeks here on ERK FM. The Disco Accordions were born out of two Lees, Lee Pike and Lee Kennedy. They collaborated on a vision of a band whose mandate would be to perform dazzling trip-hop and bamboozle its listeners both sonically and visually. The Disco Accordions are equal parts bass, dance, trip-hop, and steampunk, with an overall splattering of Milky Way aesthetic. And again, they found me on Twitter. So let's hear some Western Australian trip-hop and bamboozling sonic and visuals. We won't necessarily get the visuals, but because it's an audio podcast, so you'll just have to imagine. The first song is called Monsters.
Yeah.
Modern Kingdom by the Discordians. We move from Western Australia and we move to England. Very strange, because normally we spend a lot of time playing English music, but this is our first lot. This is our first lot for a while on this particular episode. This is by a band called Derailed, which is quite interesting considering I'm a train driver. Normally I do not want to hear the words derailed, but on this particular occasion, when I am on a music podcast, I sure do. They come from Essex, London, and the southeast of the UK, and they're a four-piece band whose influences include Chick Stop, Puffins, Kebab Legs, The Square, Red Stripe, Halitosis, and a lot more. And they have a funky sound as well. We're going to finish with Derailed, and we'll hear their first song now called Come On Out The Rain. Certainly been a lot of rain here at the IRC FM studio, but we've certainly needed it. Derailed.
Come on, jump inside, get out of the way. Hi, I'm Lee from Horizon, and you're listening to IRC FM.
What?
What an awesome way to finish. That was Drag Me Down by Derailed, another group that found me via Twitter, and that was a rather awesome way to finish considering the way that we started. Lots of different music here on IRC FM this week. We heard from Delabolo Swing Orchestra. Try saying that a dozen times fast after you've had a skin full of booze. We heard from them. We also heard from Amp, Stormy Strong, The Octones, Love Spirals, Capero, Waltzing for Debbie, The Discordians, and Derailed. Thank you, one and all, for allowing me to use your tracks. And thank you also to Dave and Caroline from the Bugcast, and also Zelda from Zelda's World for indirectly at least putting me in the direction of three of these songs on this week's episode of IRC FM. We'll have more of a variety of music next week on IRC FM, and I look forward to your company then. Don't forget, go to the website IRCFM.com, click on the links, find out more about the artists, and then check out a lot of other things that we have going across Channel IRC. If you love music, check out my mum Judy's podcast as well, her music show Judy's Blast FM on Sundays. And check out IRC Pod for talking and Echo Romeo Kilo for ambient noise and soundscapes. Until next time, I'm IRC, and wherever it is that you see me across Channel IRC, or more to the point, hear me, I'm IRC, I'm off to bed, and good night, interweb. We'll be right back. You have been listening to a Channel Irk production. Channel Irk and all 5 podcasts are licensed under a Creative Commons non-commercial, non-derivative, share-alike license registered in Australia. Music is used with direct permission or under agreements with various music providers. All rights to the music contained within remains with the original rights holder. Some sound effects are sourced from the Free Sound Project under Creative Commons. For more information about Channel Irk, go to www.channelirk.com.